This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
From CNN, I'm Afoma Dike with the five things you need to know for Friday, April 5th. A 4.8 magnitude earthquake rocked parts of the Northeast this morning, according to data from the U.S. Geological Survey. The agency says the earthquake's epicenter was just northeast of Lebanon, New Jersey, west of New York City. Here's what it sounded like on a security camera outside a home there. Many people from Washington, D.C. to New York City to New England felt shaking. CNN correspondent Danny Freeman says he felt the quake in Philadelphia.
I was at home when really our entire building shook, and I live in a row home. We thought like a massive truck was driving down our street, and the place definitely shook.
New York City police say there were no reports of damages or injuries. But Governor Kathy Hochul says emergency teams will be reviewing all potentially vulnerable infrastructure throughout the state.
We actually felt it here in the Capitol in Albany. People felt it on Long Island. We're taking this extremely seriously, and here's why. There is always the possibility of aftershocks. We have not felt the magnitude of an earthquake of this level since about 2011.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says first responders are working to make sure the city is safe. Hamas has turned down Israel's latest counterproposal on ceasefire talks from earlier this week. That's according to a diplomat familiar with the talks. The diplomat says Israel rejected two key Hamas demands: an unrestricted return of Gazans to the north, and the Israeli military pulling troops out of Gaza. A source familiar with the discussions and an Israeli government official say the CIA director and two Israeli intelligence chiefs will meet in Egypt this weekend to continue negotiating. Meanwhile, the Israeli military fired two senior officers and reprimanded three Israeli military commanders over a drone strike that killed seven aid workers in Gaza on Monday. In a report about the strike, the military admitted mistakes, saying military personnel in charge thought they were targeting Hamas operatives. UN Chief Antonio Guterres called for, quote, meaningful change on the ground, and said he was, quote, deeply troubled by reports the Israeli military is using AI to identify bombing targets.
No part of life and death decisions, which impact entire families, should be delegated to the cold calculation of algorithms.
Global cases of prostate cancer are expected to more than double by 2040, according to a report in the journal The Lancet. It's the latest troubling news about rising cancer cases around the world. Prostate cancer is one of the most diagnosed cancers, accounting for about 15% of new cancer cases in the United States, according to the National Cancer Institute. The Lancet Commission on Prostate Cancer highlighted the critical need for early detection strategies and effective treatments. It made recommendations for mitigating the expected rise in cases, including investing in research and the potential use of artificial intelligence to help educate patients. Christian Combs, son of rapper and businessman Sean Diddy Combs, has been accused of sexual assault in a new lawsuit that names both men. The filing was made by a former crew member on a yacht, leased by Sean Combs and his family in December 2022, according to the suit. These allegations come after a series of accusations against his father, whose Los Angeles and Miami homes were searched by federal investigators last week. Previous lawsuits accused Sean Combs of a range of sexual misconduct and illegal activities, all of which he has denied. In this lawsuit, he isn't accused of sexual assault, but is accused of aiding and abetting. An attorney for Sean and Christian Combs told CNN in a statement that his clients had, quote, not seen the woman's claims. He added that the Combs believe the lawsuit contains, quote, manufactured lies. Coming up, the moon might not be the only thing blocking the sun next week. Hey, welcome back. There are some storms and clouds predicted along some parts of the path of next week's solar eclipse, but don't panic. Even if it's overcast, you'll see some interesting sights. And at the moment of totality, things will still go dark as the moon blocks the sun. Thick low-level clouds will likely be the most prohibitive to viewers on the ground. But things are looking clear in parts of the West, Great Lakes, and Southeast Coast for a partial view of the eclipse. That's a wrap. I'll be back at 6 p.m. Eastern.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.